Lord,
by my honesty, welcome to the court.
Forswear thyself not, sweet youth, I am not welcome. I reckon this always. A man is never undone till he be hanged, nor is he welcome till some certain shot be paid, and the hostess say,
welcome, come on, you mad cat, and come to our house to be president. Where for one shot of 5 pence, thou shalt have 5,000 welcomes. But, Sirrah, how did thy master part with Madame Julia?
Marry, after they closed in earnest, they parted very fairly in jest.
Shall she marry him?
No.
How then, shall he marry her?
No, neither.
What, are they breaking?
No, they are both as whole as a fish.
Why then, how stands the matter?
Marry, of course, when it stands well with him, it stands well with her.
Well, then, I understand him not.
What a blot art thou that thou canst not? My staff understands me.
What thou say?
Why? And what I do too, look, I but lean in it, understands me.
Why, it stands under thee, indeed.
Well, stands under, understands, is all one.
But tell me true, what be a match?
Ask my dog. If he say yes, it will. If he say no, it will. If he shake his tail and say nothing, it will.
The conclusion is then that it will.
Thou shalt not get such a secret from me but by a parable.
It's well that I get it so. But Lord, how sayest thou that my master has become a notable lover?
I never knew him otherwise.
And how?
And a notable lubber, as thou reportest him to be.
Why, thou husband, hast thou mistaken me?
Fool, I meant not thee, I meant thy master.
I tell thee, my master's become a hot lover.
I tell thee, I care not, though he burn himself with love. Now, if thou wilt, go to the alehouse with me. If thou wilt not, thou art a Hebrew, a Jew, and not worth the name of a Christian.
Why?
Because thou hast not so much charity in thee as to go to the ale with a Christian, wilt thou go?
At thy service.